Hello, everybody. I am Kristen Helmstetter, and I am back with another episode of the Coffee Self-Talk podcast. Thank you for joining me. I have a quote for you from Albert Einstein. Play is the highest form of research. I love that. And today I want to talk about how playful parenting is awesome for magical living. Any parent out there knows that parenting is one of the most satisfying roles in the world, right? I mean, it's so fulfilling. And I wanted to share two ways that made my life easier with parenting, because as wonderful and amazing and beautiful as parenting is, it has its challenges and its stresses. So, two ways. The first way is the obvious one, as you can imagine. I make my job much easier with self-talk. I created a parenting script, and it's in my Coffee Self-Talk book. And I use it all the time because, I mean, you would think that, you know, parents should be good parents, but I need a reminder. I need a reminder to be a good parent sometimes. I need a reminder to listen to my daughter when she, you know, comes into the room and talks. I need a reminder that I shouldn't jump in with my opinions and lessons on, oh, you should do this and you should do that, right? Like, she has her own mind. And I remind myself that I need to be aware of that. So I use my self-talk to do that. And my self-talk, it keeps me grounded and calm, which helps me stay sane, of course. But more importantly, my self-talk and the way it transforms me into a happier person, a more calm person, this serves as a role model for my daughter. So as an example, I have worked using my self-talk to forgive myself for past mistakes and things I've done. And when she sees how I forgive myself, she learns how to forgive herself. And when she sees how I handle challenges and setbacks, she learns how to handle her own challenges and setbacks. And if I whine and complain about things, whether it's politics or traffic or when something breaks, well, she learns to whine and complain about things. And so I'm always mindful about how I interact with my world and how I play the game of life, because she's always absorbing my ways at some level. And that's where the self-talk comes in. But the other way that I parent to help live a more magical life, and this was especially important when she was younger, is doing something called playful parenting. I was inspired and learned about playful parenting when I read a book, Playful Parenting, years ago. You see, playful parenting is keeping a playful atmosphere in the home, especially in tough times, especially when your kid misbehaves or acts out or there's a challenge, like when disciplining. I know it seems almost counterintuitive to be playful when disciplining, but sometimes when a kid is doing something, a young child, and they're learning new ways and they're struggling, you know, they're a little kid and they're a toddler and they don't want to share their toys and whatever, try to be playful in that instance. Try to like tickle them and giggle and laugh and do something silly, because it elevates both of your emotions. And when your emotions are elevated, it becomes easier to make change. It becomes easier to learn. And back when I read this book, Playful Parenting, I didn't even realize that that's what it was doing, but that's what it does. So here's an example. Let's say like you did, again, had a young child, a toddler, and they took a toy from someone else. You know, you might tickle your toddler and say, oh, you little stinker, we don't do that. And you kind of play and laugh. Like I said, it lightens the mood and it makes the learning experience better and easier. And then as your child gets older, if they do something against the rules, you might respond with doing like a crazy dance and laughing and then talking about how their behavior wasn't appropriate. There are all kinds of ways to turn a situation into a more playful one. And the bottom line is, it's always going to make everything just better. It's going to feel better. And even though I'm telling you it was hard in the beginning when I do this, it felt so backwards to be playful when you wanted to discipline or yell or be stern with an angry look on your face. But I'm telling you, try it. Try to flip it and be playful with your discipline and see if it doesn't make you feel more magical and make the whole situation better. Because every time I did it, even though it was hard, I was so glad I did it instead of reacting negatively. It made for me discipline easier and, in my opinion, more effective. And maybe it's not appropriate in every single situation, but I just wanted to throw it out there this idea of playful parenting when it came to discipline with your kids, because it's just, it's an option. And it worked so many times when I did it. It helps you handle things gracefully. And it helps you redirect both your mind and your kid's mind into just a more playful, uplifting mindset. And the difference can be night and day. So I even use the idea and the words playful parenting in some of my coffee self-talk scripts, especially when I'm working through challenges in various kiddo situations. So let's get you started. Let's do a little playful parenting self-talk right now. I am a kind and generous parent. I am a kind and generous parent. I love being a playful parent because it brings more happiness to everything. It adds sparkle to our home. It makes everything easier. I listen to my kids, truly listen when they talk. I put down my phone, I stop what I'm doing, and I give them my complete attention. Playful parenting recharges my batteries and elevates my energy. The whole family feels it. I am a mindful parent, and my family appreciates my efforts. I love to be an inspiring role model for my kids because it's important for their lives. I am filled with playful patience, and my kids benefit from this. This fills our home with peace. I am a playful parent. I am a kind parent. I am a grateful parent. I am a playful parent. Okay, so that's it for today, everybody. Playful parenting, using your self-talk to add more magic to your life. As always, you can reach me at kristen@kristenhelmstetter.com. I love hearing from you. Pop me an email and tell me what you're up to. And you can find me on Instagram at @coffeeselftalk and through the Facebook group. I'm wishing you all magical hugs and kisses. Now go live your magical lives. Ciao, ciao.